Hello, hello, good evening, everybody. This is your host, Wiley Walker. This is the, well, I think I'm going to change the name to the Wild and Wiley Show. Right now, it's called Escaping Addictions. And that's kind of the main point of the show, but I really have a lot of topics I want to talk about. So, but right now, I just wanted to take a brief moment and give respect to somebody who is very important to a lot of people all around the world. That's Kobe Bryant, and give respect and honor to his daughter too. And everybody's obviously heard what happened—the tragic helicopter crash that took their lives—and you know, I'm just leaving an AA meeting, and they had a, you know, they're talking about gratitude and stuff like that. And I was thinking about that earlier. You know, it just makes me think that I'm grateful that I have this day. And, you know, I'm driving home, but I might not even make it home. You know, we never know when our time ends on this earth. And it just also emphasizes to me about how we only have today. Tomorrow isn't promised. You know, tomorrow, I might not be here. Anybody else might not be here. Loved ones. And we just kind of go through this world sometimes taking it for granted that we have all of this time and we just never know. I mean, like at my job, you know, I'm trying to build up my 401k and I'm trying to save money and other things like that that all Americans do. But I don't know if I'm going to, you know, be around for all of that to finally, you know, take shape and become a reality. And, you know, a lot of times I get into these states of mind where I start to get frustrated about what's going on right now or where I am in life, and forget to be grateful about where I am in life, that I have life and, you know, good health and a job, place to live. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat, you know. So just hearing about that tragedy with Kobe Bryant, man, that's just, you know, he's 41 years old, young, successful, loved throughout the world, and it just, you know, we can ask all kind of questions and say, why did it happen? What could have been done differently? But I'm one of those people, I believe that a lot of times when it's your time, it's just your time, you know, and it just makes me just grateful just grateful to God that, you know, that for what I have today and where I am and just being able to enjoy life. And I see a sign right now, they got legend, Kobe Bryant, 1978 to 2020. Wow. Yeah, everybody's paying respect. So that's why I wanted to do this show. Well, it's not really a show. I just wanted to come on here and really, you know, give respect to Kobe Bryant. I'm one of those weird black guys that I'm not good at basketball. Well, I'm okay at basketball. But I don't really watch sports, watch basketball and stuff like that. But of course I knew Kobe Bryant. And, you know, but I'm one of those weird guys, black guys that I wasn't really that good of a basketball player, I would say. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that and just take a little time to give honor and respect to the life of someone who was a very special person in our culture and will always be remembered. So, thanks for supporting the show. If you're listening, thanks for listening. And I just look forward to continue to doing the show and making, if you have any suggestions that you can give me, I'm very open to any suggestions, any comments, criticism, whatever. I take all of that into consideration as I continue to podcast. So God bless, and y'all have a great day tomorrow, and may God continue to shine on all of us. Goodbye.